Hello everyone, today we're going to explore an absolutely fascinating topic, the classification of elements. You know, the periodic table is like the ultimate cheat sheet for all of chemistry, and this chapter is going to teach you how to read and understand this amazing tool. Now, here's the interesting part, this chapter is crucial for your C exam as it forms the foundation of chemistry. We'll journey through the history of the periodic table, from early attempts to the modern periodic table we use today. You'll learn how to find any element's address, its group and period, understand its properties, and predict how it will behave. Has anyone ever wondered how chemists managed to organize all the elements before the periodic table was created? Well, for a long time, chemists had a messy collection of elements with no organization. Several scientists tried to bring order to this chaos, and one of them was Dmitri Mendeleev, a Russian chemist who created the first truly useful periodic table. Mendeleev's periodic law stated that the physical and chemical properties of elements are the periodic functions of their atomic masses. He arranged all 63 known elements in a systematic way, predicted new elements, and even corrected the atomic masses of some elements. However, his table had some problems, like the position of hydrogen and isotopes, and he had to place some heavier elements before lighter ones to match properties. Now, you might be wondering, what about the modern periodic table? Well, Henry Moseley, a brilliant young physicist, discovered that atomic number is a more fundamental property of an element than atomic mass. The modern periodic law states that the physical and chemical properties of elements are the periodic functions of their atomic numbers. This new law fixed all the problems in Mendeleev's table and gave us the table we use today. Let's think about this for a moment. The modern periodic table is like a grid, with 18 vertical columns called groups and 7 horizontal rows called periods. All elements in the same group have the same number of valence electrons and thus have similar chemical properties. And all elements in the same period have the same number of electron shells. Does this make sense so far? Okay, so now, let's learn how to find an element's address, block, period, group, using the subshell electronic configuration. This is a super important skill, and it's actually quite easy once you get the hang of it. For example, let's find the position of sodium Na atomic number equals 11. We write the electronic configuration, and then we find the block, period, and group. The last electron enters the subshell, so it's an s-block element. The highest shell number is 3, so it's in the third period. And for s-block elements, the group number is the number of electrons in the last s-subshell, which is 1, so it's in group 1, Ia. Now, here's a trick to remember this. For s-block elements, the group number is the number of valence electrons, 1 or 2. For p-block elements, the group number is 10 plus the number of valence electrons. And for d-block elements, the group number is the number of electrons in the last subshell plus the number of electrons in the last d-subshell. Pay close attention to this, because understanding how to find an element's address is key to navigating the modern periodic table. And that's really important, because the periodic table is used in all sorts of applications, from chemistry and physics to biology and engineering. Let's take a break for a moment, and think about what we've learned so far. We've covered the history of the periodic table, Mendeleev's periodic law, the modern periodic law, and how to find an element's address. Now, let's summarize the key points. We can state Mendeleev's and the modern periodic law, explain the merits and demerits of Mendeleev's periodic table, describe the structure of the modern periodic table, find the positae.